Revolutionary War battles were accompanied by the simple music of wooden fifes and drums. The instruments are less in demand today, except among select audiences, like drum corps and war reenactors. Luckily for them, Cooperman Company of Saxton's River still produces fifes, drums, tambourines, and other musical instruments. The modern process of making period instruments is a blend of historical technique and modern machinery. Patrick Cooperman, vice president of the company, tells us more.
Field drums are used by ceremonial units in the military bands, as well as in reenactor groups, and in New England there are many, many fife and drum corps bands that are sort of town bands. At the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the drum that's being played there is a Cooperman drum. So here in Vermont, the technology was about steam bending hard woods, all local native Vermont woods. We're needing to saw our own logs. We need very large trees that can be sawed into, say, a 20-inch deep shell. So we walk the woodlots, bring them back here or to a local sawmill, saw the materials, and then steam bend them and work them right through to this finished product.
My name is Mike O'Brien. I'm mainly a tambourine maker, but I also float around the shop. Well, the thing that makes our tambourine special is the jingle slots. The bottom slot is a lot more narrow than the top, which allows the top to move more. And a lot of tambourines, the groove on the tambourines will be the same size for the top and bottom. So that gives it a distinct sound when you're going back and forth.
This is the original bending piece of equipment that was built in 1925 by the Cowing brothers. The factory was part of a farm, and these are parts from the washing machine, the ringers that were converted. So it's a wonderful old antique contraption. So you know, we have everything from 1920s vintage piece of equipment made in house to a CNC router, top of the line technology for cutting our jingle slots. There's a large basket-making factory on the falls, just about a third of a mile down the stream from here. The factory burned down in the early 1900s, like 1908 or something like that. All the local people had that basket-making technology, but they had no jobs. And so the Cowing brothers decided, well, there's this big parlor music business. We know how to bend wood. We can make parts for that industry. And they started this. They really wanted to be dairy farmers. And so this building was built on the edge of their 150-acre dairy farm. The irony is that the dairy business didn't work out so well, but their little woodworking make-ends-meet part of their business actually survived.